The man whose sexual harassment claims ended the career of former Speaker Peter Slipper says a coalition frontbencher offered him a lawyer and a job. James Ashby says Christopher Pyne made the offer, a claim the Education Minister denies. The tawdry affair was rebooted in an interview on commercial TV last night, but Mr. Slipper's lawyer says there are inconsistencies between Mr. Ashby's story to the program and the affidavit he put to court. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
James Ashby told 60 Minutes he spoke to LNP MP Wyatt Roy about the harassment, and Mr. Roy then spoke to Coalition frontbencher Christopher Pyne. Mr. Ashby said he kept a diary and recorded visiting Mr. Pyne's office.
He said a lawyer would be paid for as promised, and I would have a job with state LNP politics or federal if I chose to come back.
He said that assurance was significant.
It gave me a lot more confidence, knowing that the complaint I was about to make wasn't going to be held against me.
But he was later told that the lawyer would not be paid for and there was no future job. But Mr. Ashby didn't reveal the offer in the affidavit to the court, where he specifically denied being paid or receiving any other form of offer. Journalist Liz Hayes pressed him on it.
Do you accept a court might have viewed your case differently if they'd known about an offer, even if it didn't come good?
I don't know. It would have to be tested.
You don't believe you've perjured yourself?
No.
In essence, you're saying, though, that Christopher Pyne did make you an offer. His opponents at the time were right. He was involved in your case.
I guess they got some things right.
In a statement last night, Mr. Pyne says he had no specific knowledge of the allegations made by Mr. Ashby, and the first he knew that he was suing Peter Slipper was when he read it in the newspapers. Mal Brough is a former Howard government minister who was at the time not in Parliament. He told the program he asked James Ashby to procure a copy of Peter Slipper's diary.
Because I believe Peter Slipper had committed a crime. I believed he was defrauding the Commonwealth, and the courts have fundamentally now proven that to be the case.
In July, Slipper was found guilty in the ACT Magistrates Court of 3 dishonesty charges over his misuse of cab charge. He's due to be sentenced later this month, but has subsequently lodged an appeal. Last night, Mr. Brough refused to tell the program if he had discussed it with any other coalition figures.
I will answer for me, you answer for anybody else that you like as to what their knowledge or otherwise was.
Peter Slipper's lawyer, Simon Berry, says it raises questions for Mal Brough, who went on to win the seat of Fisher from Peter Slipper, especially about the diary.
I would anticipate it's a matter for the police.
Would Mr. Slipper make a complaint?
I don't know the answer to that. I think it's a matter that probably should be raised with the police, yes.
And Mr. Berry says the program has exposed inconsistency in James Ashby's affidavit.
There appears to be a whole lot more evidence that wasn't in his affidavit that, as the program points out, probably should have been. There may be some issues as to whether those inconsistencies are matters that should be looked at further by other authorities. The question was put to him in the interview, had he perjured himself, and I'm not sure he answered it.
Peter Slipper's lawyer, Simon Berry, ending that report from political correspondent Louise Yaxley.